ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring one of my favourite seasons of the year, Scorpio season. Plus, we'll dive into what you can expect from the Taurus full moon, which also coincides with Halloween. I tried to make that sound scary. It didn't, like, did it? I just have to put a caveat on this episode. I have a brand new kitten. Her name is Poppy, and she does not understand what it means to be quiet during a podcast recording session. So if you hear a little ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, that is her bell. And if you hear some crashing and banging, that's her probably jumping off the staircase. Okay, let us move on. There is an almost eerie energy to Scorpio season, and not just because it houses Halloween, the night of the year where there is a thin veil between dimensions, and in this case, also the night of the Taurus full moon, but because Scorpio is a little bit of a shadow dweller. Scorpio season is a time of deep transformation. It's the ruler of the death and rebirth cycle. It's about embracing the changes that take place around us, and it asks us not to hold on to those things which must come to a close and need to go through a death of sorts in order for new life to bloom. We experience deaths throughout our entire lives, throughout our days, throughout hours, throughout minutes. There's deaths occurring in the universal landscape all the time. Yeah? It's just another cycle. But with the intuitive nature of Scorpio awry, we're being encouraged to go deep within ourselves, to pull from the depths of our soul the deaths that need to occur. 2020 has been a year of incredible transformations, and it's likely to continue transforming throughout this season. We do have the US presidential election during Scorpio season. We also have the Queensland government election during Scorpio season. I'm sure there's a few other ones, but transformations, they are taking a place. Scorpio is introspective, mysterious, intuitive, and passionate. Its mission is to merge and penetrate psychological depths. It's not a sign that frolics in the light. It plays deep, and it expects you to dive deep too. But this is where ultimate transformation occurs, so you mustn't be afraid of these depths. Scorpio urges us to face the shadow, the darkness, the places we never dare to embark. And it's from this place that we're able to fully transform. I'm personally really looking forward to seeing what deaths are ready to take place in my life. I honestly believe that only positives bloom from inevitable deaths. But sometimes we can't see our own deaths with clarity. However, Scorpio can. So trust this. Don't hold on to the things that are naturally in decay. It's worth noting that for the first half of Scorpio season, Mercury will also be in Scorpio. I touched on this in the last episode, which will intensify the energy, having both Mercury and the Sun in the same sign. But because it's retrograding, it's likely to amplify the mystery and secrecy that Scorpio is notorious for. Watch out for this. If you feel like you haven't been told the full story, it's likely that you haven't. This could also mean communication becomes very intense. unexpected events may surface. Radical change may be inevitable, and passionate encounters may be confusing or chaotic. Your ability to be reasonable, measured, and positive might very well go out the door, and you find yourself suspicious, insecure, and a little scathing. But sometimes just being aware of this is enough to dial down the intensity of its expression. Emotional intimacy is a big part of Scorpio energy, but with Mercury in Scorpio during a retrograde period, you may get a little more than what you bargained for. But this all depends what it is you seek. If you ask for the truth, it's likely that you'll get it, whether it's the answer you were longing to hear or not. Keep this in mind during moments of heightened passion and intimacy, because you'll likely receive exactly what's needed to transform the situation. In some cases, this might be an inevitable death. Mercury retrograde heightens your intuition, but especially when in Scorpio season. So use this time wisely, be introspective, take time out to rest and breathe, meditate, journal, listen to your inner knowing, rather than relying on ye olde friend Google. Scorpio is also a very psychic sign, and Mercury retrograde can heighten psychic ability. So this season is a beautiful time to hone in on any psychic abilities you may have and use these to receive guidance from higher dimensions. And when it comes to Halloween, remember that if you remove the candy and costumes, Hallow's Eve is about that thin veil between life and death, human and spirit, soul and identity. Feel into the magic that comes when we let go of the reality of what we know as life and what we perceive to know as death. Scorpio is a fixed water sign, so this season we'll probably be feeling the feels, but like I mentioned earlier, with a little bit more intensity than usual. For a lot of people around you, you might find that the feelings they're feeling are very much internalized. So you might just be seeing what's bubbling out from the surface, but what's really going on inside might not be what you're seeing. This is Mercury in retrograde. So keep that in mind in others and be aware of it in yourself. Don't overanalyze intense emotions as they arise. Just feel them and process them, purge them, and use them to kickstart your epic seasonal transformation. Lastly, I feel as if I should reference a comment I put in my stories yesterday about Scorpios making good lovers. What qualifies as good is subjective, I know, but the reason I posed the question to followers yesterday was because Scorpios are notoriously intense in the sack. Scorpio's strategy is to live with emotional intensity, to open to passion, and as I mentioned before, be able to penetrate psychological depths. Whether or not this is something you desire in the bedroom is open to interpretation. However, if you feel yourself getting a little experimental or exploring the darker side with your partner, then know that it's likely Scorpio's influence at play. If you're single, exploring your own sensuality and sexuality is fully supported during the sun's time spent in little old Scorpio. Okay, let's cool ourselves off. Things got a little heated there. And dive in to the Taurus full moon. Full moon will take place on Sunday, November 1st at 1:49 a.m. in Sydney, Saturday, October 31st at 2:49 p.m. in London, and 10:49 a.m. in New York. So I know I said the full moon falls on Halloween, but if you are on the east coast of Australia or in New Zealand, then it's officially full in the wee hours of November 1st. But you know what? It's pretty close. I'm sure the thin veil is still open at 1:49 a.m., so you'll be fine. This Taurus full moon is the perfect anchor during a season which has us transforming and changing all over the goddamn place. The grounded energy of Taurus can be harnessed to put your feet back on solid ground and give you a sense of stability in moments of fragility. Taurus, ruler of the second house, is all about self-worth and valuing yourself above all else. So, as you transform during Scorpio season, can you prioritize your self-worth as the changes take place? Are your choices and decisions serving you, or are they just to appease others? Make yourself a priority this full moon, and you will be rewarded for your efforts. A significant player in this full moon's energy is the planet Uranus, which is currently conjunct the moon. Uranus is the planet of awakening, independence, and authentic expression. Watch out for enlightening news or information surfacing, heightened emotions, or your sense of identity feeling threatened as others express themselves more fully. Again, if you feel any of this surface, anchor back into the grounded energy of Taurus. Much like Scorpio, Taurus is a fixed sign, as is Aquarius, the ruler of Uranus. So make the most of these fixed modes by anchoring into that which makes you feel secure and stable, no matter what's going on around you. This will feel different for everybody, but for me, I feel most grounded when I'm sleeping well, eating well and eating regularly, exercising in a way that feels nourishing rather than exhausting, and most importantly, staying in the present moment. This can be as simple as stopping future-driven thoughts and worries in their track by saying, I am safe here in this moment. The fact that this full moon falls on the same night as Halloween speaks a lot to the potency of what can be created under this full moon. And with Uranus conjunct and the Sun in Scorpio, I'm telling you, if there is a manifestation or a message that you feel a spirit or a past loved one could help you with, this is the time to ask them for guidance. Okay, let's have a look at some of the ways we can work with this Taurus full moon. Treat yourself. Any excuse, right? Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus and favors beauty and luxury. I personally feel myself being called to a luxurious treatment this weekend, like a facial or a massage. So thank you very much for the permission, Taurus full moon. But also, be mindful of money. Taurus is sensible and craves security, especially when it comes to finances. So this might be a good time to take a look at your budget. Or if you don't have one, perhaps sit down this weekend and write one. Warm, soothing liquids and using your voice. What? That sounds very random, but take it metaphorically or literally, I don't mind, but Taurus rules the throat. So, soothe the throat with warm tonics and maybe belt out a few tunes while stirring the pot, or you could use your voice by speaking out or speaking up for yourself. Remember, Taurus, ruler of the second house, is all about self-worth. So if you need to stand up for yourself, if you need to self-promote, now is the time to use your voice. Bring it back to basics. Taurus loves simplicity and a good solid plan. If things have felt a little overwhelming lately, strip back what you can and perhaps brainstorm a simpler way to do things. Honor the deaths in your life. I mean this metaphorically, but if there have been some recent deaths in your life, absolutely honor those moments. It's a really beautiful time to open up a conversation with loved ones that have passed. But from a metaphorical sense, I mean honor the deaths that are occurring in your life, and there's a bunch of them in 2020. We've spoken a lot about that Scorpio death and rebirth cycle. Well, the full moon is the commencement of the death process within the lunar cycle. We shift into the waning phases of the moon after the full moon's occurred, and she slowly decays and transforms into the rebirth, the new moon. So honor this process fully with a beautiful full moon ritual. As a Lunar Lover member, you get access to full moon journal prompts and a beautiful full moon circle where I will lovingly guide you through releasing and letting go with the full moon. To become a member and make the most of this super potent Taurus full moon, Uranus, conjunct and Halloween combo, click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/lunarlover. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with all of your friends by taking a screenshot and sharing it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Jordana Levine. Many of your friends are going to need the extra guidance this weekend, trust me. Also, if you love listening to my guidance, I have a brand new podcast show called Higher Love, and I would love you to have a listen. Whether you're single or coupled up, you'll gain a bunch from this 10-part podcast series. Just search Higher Love on your favorite podcast app. And while you're there, I would absolutely love you to leave a little review. Reviews really help with the success of a podcast, and it would mean so much to me if you could help out as a valued member of this community. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.